Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastoral Starling, with the Anointed Word Ministries. I am so blessed to be here tonight. I'm excited, praise God, because the Lord, praise God, has blessed me. Praise God to see another year, praise God, with the birthday today, and I'm going to celebrate it with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm excited, praise God, because I know I'm nothing without Him, and with Him, I'm everything, and with Him, I have all things. And I thank God, praise God, for the life, health, and strength that He has given me. He has blessed me, praise God, with children, beautiful children, praise God, my family, my life, and most of all, He has blessed me with salvation. And I am just excited. Today, the Lord has blessed me that I've aged, praise God. But He's taught me and He's learned me, praise God, how to get and go into my glorious years gracefully. Not grudgingly, but gracefully. And Father, I thank you. I am so grateful to you tonight. And tonight, praise God, I just don't want to stay before you, praise God, just talking about I want to give you the word that the Lord has directed me to bring forth tonight. And I just want to say, God, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for your life that you have given unto me. I thank you, praise God, for all that you have given unto me. For none of it is mine, but it is thine. And Father God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your blood covenant. And Father, I have realized through my years that there is power in the blood of Jesus. But tonight, Father God, I ask, Lord Jesus, asking in faith and believing that you would change some heart, praise God, that will hear this word, that they will change and make a change for the better to know, praise God, that eternal life is only in you. And that you, Father God, you're offering me eternal life. Praise God. All they have to do, praise God, is to repent, believe, and receive. And Father God, you will take care of the rest. You said it in your word that one water, one planet. But you will give the increase. And Father, I thank you for increase tonight. I bless you. Forgive us of our sins and wash us with the hyssop of your word. God, I'm excited. I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're going to do. I bless you, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. But tonight, I want to talk to you tonight, praise God, about a simple subject, praise God. It's nothing, praise God, that's out there, you know, praise God, so deep, but it's something very simple. I want to talk to you tonight, praise God, coming from the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua. Yes, Joshua. You know Joshua, praise God, the one that stayed right there with Moses until God called him home. And he did not make Moses a god, but he saw the God in Moses. Yes, he saw the God in Moses. And he desired to have that God that lived in Moses. That's a blessing, praise God. When others can see you and see the Christ in you, in your life, and desire to have that Christ that you serve. This is what it's all about. But he did not take God's glory. He stood, praise God, to let him know that God, lives in him. And without him, he is nothing. But tonight we want to talk about a young lady that was there, praise God, in the right time, praise God, at the right place, when God was sending forth Joshua, praise God, to fulfill his destiny. And tonight we're going to talk about, praise the Lord, Rahab. Rahab the harlot. Yes, Rahab the harlot in Joshua 2. But most of us are familiar with the story of Rahab hiding the spies. Mm-hmm. Hiding the spies that were sent into the camp by the father, the leader, Joshua, to spy out the land. And Rahab made some interesting comments in her discovery when the spies came into their camp. When she went up to the roof before they were let down. You see, she told them, this is the good part, she was a harlot. But she believed and she had heard about God. and what the Lord had done for his people. And you see, this all of this took place after the death of Moses. And God called on Moses to lead the Israelites across the Jordan River and to take possession of the promised land. See, God has told us, I will take you to a land that flows with milk and honey. But when you get to that land, now he told us this, do not forget the hand that led you. Don't forget me when you get to the promised land. Because I'm taking you to the promised land. If I didn't take you, then you couldn't go. But I'm going to take you because I'm going to put someone before you to lead you into a land that flows with milk and honey. So God guarantees victory, even praise God in all of that. And so what he said, he says he guaranteed the victory in the military campaign and vowed never to leave the Israelites so long as they obeyed his laws. You see, Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. He just came to fulfill the law. He didn't come to destroy it. No. When he came, he didn't come to get rid of the old, because we need the old to connect to the new, and we need the new to connect to the old. But what he did things a little bit more in an excellent way, that what we have to do now, when we would have to go to the priest, we do not have to go to the priest anymore. We can go to the mercy seat because his blood did what no other animal could do. It washed away our sins. Yes, it washed away our sins. So what he was saying to him today, he said, as long as you obey my laws, the people swore their alliance to Joshua and sent two spies across the river to investigate the terror. The men entered Jericho with a prostitute. You see, God used whom he will or may. God will use whom he will or may. That's because he's God. He can do it like that. He can do it like that. But he had a purpose for that prostitute being there in the right place at the right time. This is why the Bible says you must be careful how you entertain strangers. For some has entertained angels unaware. But see, when you have the Christ in you and you in him, he will let you discern things before you can get to it. Because he said, I would not allow nothing to come upon you unaware. But that means you must be connected in the spirit realm, Holy Ghost, in order to be able to discern the things of God. Oh, come on, Jesus. And it said, praise God, the men entered Jericho with a prostitute named Rahab and hides them in her house and lies to the city officials regarding the spies that was present. Rahab tells the spies that the Canaanites are afraid of Israel, and it is miraculously success, professing belief in the God of Israel. She asked for protection for her family when the Israelite was going to get ready to destroy Jericho. You see, praise God, you need a life in God that when things are beginning to start to happen, you can ask the favor of God. You can say, God, send forth your favor, Lord. Send forth your favor to protect my loved ones. Father God, to save, to heal, to deliver. Praise God, send forth yours. Send it forth, God. Send it forth, God. Send the protection of your blood. Send it, Jesus, for her family. When the Israelites destroyed Jericho, the spy pleads, and they pledges to preserve Rahab and return when they return to Jericho, telling him of the weakening condition of the Israelite enemy. God had her in place as an informer for his people. You see, praise God, when you connected with God, God will have people in the right place at the right time, praise God, to be a blessing to you and to lead you, praise God, and to bless you. And they wouldn't even realize why they're doing it. The Israelite crossed the Jordan River, led by a team of priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant. As the priests entered the water, the flow of the river stopped. Hallelujah. And the Israelite crossed. Hallelujah. See, God didn't just stop the river one time, just for that, but he stopped it when they was crossing. Yes. when the priest was carrying the Ark of the Covenant. As the priest entered the water, the flow of the water stopped. The Israelite crossed the river on dry land, arriving on the other side. The Israelite, you know, they commenced the miracle with the altar of the 12 stones for the riverbed, representing the 12 tribes of Israel. The people began to eat the product of the new land, thus halting the daily supply of mammon. And the Israelites, the men performed the ritual of circumcision in the preparation for battle. Even though, praise God, they was going through at the time, but they did not forget the hand that led them. They did not, praise God, forget God. They did not turn their back on God. God allowed them to walk across on dry land. He allowed them, praise God, he fed them in the wilderness. See, they didn't have public gas. They didn't have, praise God, Florida power and light. Come on, somebody. They didn't have, you know, utility, Palm Beach Water Utility Company. They didn't have any of that, but they had something much more precious and much more, stronger and greater. They had the Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And see, approaching Jericho encountered a mysterious man who explained that he is the commander of God's army. But that is neither for nor against Israel. Israel paid the homage to the man and passed on. Following the divine instruction, Joshua leading the Israelites and carrying the ark around Jericho for 6 days. Something so precious as the ark. Something so powerful as the ark. The ark around Jericho for 6 days. On the seventh day, the Israelites marched around the city seven times. Come on, God. Come on, God. Yeah. They don't shout about that. They marched around it seven times. And Joshua rallied them to conquer the city and kill everyone except Rahab. Rahab had gained favor with God because she was in the right place at the right time to be a blessing to God's people. And God said, I will not forget the work that which you have started. That's what he said, you will complete. He will not forget your good works. If your work is good and honorable, he will not forget it. And so he said right here, he told them, why did they save her? He said, I know that the Lord has given you the land. This harlot saying this. She said, I know that God has given you the land and that the fear of you has fell upon us. And that's all the inhabitation of the land melt away before you. For we have heard. See, they had enough sense to hear something of God and take heed. She took heed. We have heard about what God has done. We heard about it. We heard about how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan, of Shimon and Ogah, whom you devoted to, that you devoured to destroy, destruction. And as soon as we heard it, our hearts melted. Their hearts melted. And there was no spirit left in any many men because of you. But the Lord your God, he is the God in the heavens above and on the earth. This heartless was saying this, not one confessing to speak in tongues and wearing the long dresses and was so saved and so religious. She was a heartless, but she feared God. Rahab and her fellow citizens in the city of Jericho, they were Gentiles. Yet they knew about God and what he had done for his people in Israel because of what God had said to Pharaoh through Moses. You see, praise God, God keeps sending messages from different people, and everybody keeps ignoring it. You better take heed, praise God, and listen to what the harlot did. She heard what God had said. She feared God. And because of what God had said to Pharaoh, and in every deed of this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. In Exodus 9 and 16, what made Rahab different from the other people in Canaan? She became convinced by the evidence that the God of Israel was indeed the God of heaven and earth. Hey, God, he could have bought that about too. However, it's not enough just to know and understand the evidence. One must have a heart that is willing to submit to that evidence. Yes. Jesus said, if any man would do his will. Did you hear that? If any man would do his will. Oh, he didn't say save, sanctify, fill with the Holy Ghost. He said, if any man will do my will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. John 7:17 says, the leader of Judaism in Jesus' day were unwilling to believe in him because they did not have no submitted and no submission of heart. Matthew 15:1-9, Isaiah 29:13, and Ezekiel 33:31. In the contrast, praise God, not only was Rahab willing to believe the evidence she had already seen or know, but she says, brethren and friends, she knew that it was God. Her heart was willing to find out who Jesus is. She was willing. The Bible said, he that will, allow him to come. And I'll in no wise cast him out. I won't throw you out in the cold. I will not. Approaching Jericho, you see, Joshua encountered this mysterious man who explained that he is the commander of God's army. Mm-hmm. See, everybody has, in order for God to bless you, you must be in the right place at the right time and seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. See, after Rahab heard what had happened, she took a chain of heart. She said, something got to be to this. She said, my heart melted. Fearful of the Israelites, the people of Gideon visited the Israel camp in disgust, claiming to be travelers in the land and requesting peace with Israel. Joshua does not inquire with God and makes a hasty, tasty treaty with the men, only to discover later that the Gideonites, so you got the Hittites, the Gideonites, the Amorites, are natives of the land to be conquered. So the Israelites refrained from attacking the city. But five other local kings attacked Gideon for making peace with Israel. The Israelites come to Gideon's aid and destroyed the five armies. Joshua helped by commanding God to make the sun stand still during the fight. Oh, my God. God, he said, God, let the sun stand still. They was in battle, but he said, let the sun stand still. God listened and stopped the sun's movement. Hey, God, the only time in history we are told when God obeyed human. God had favor. Hey, God favored Joshua. He favored God, Joshua, just like he favored David. Only one time in this Bible history where you hear God said, you are after my own heart, David. When God tell a human that you are after my own heart. Yes. The Israelites continued to destroy the southern and the northern cities of Canaan and killing all living inhabitation as God had stipulated. While much of the promised land still remained to be conquered, the people of Israel began to settle in the land, dividing it among the 12 tribes. After God gives the Israel rest from its enemy for many years, an alien Joshua makes a farewell pronouncement to the nation of Israel. Joshua goes to Israel to be strong and to obey all God's laws, throwing away any idols and refraining from what? Interracial marriages with the native people. My God. The people assured Joshua they will be faithful to the covenant. But Joshua reluctantly accepted his assurance. He worried that the obedience of Israel will provide quite difficulties. He knew, praise God, he had to go and do what God had said for him to do. But he knew that it would prove that Israel somehow would wander away from the covenant. Although the writer claims to be writing in the centuries of the 13th century, Joshua was written that early, and it was unlikely that the conquering of the Palestine, you heard of Palestine over in the Middle East, by the Hebrew people was clean and neat at the first 12 chapters of his book. There was a time, praise God, where all difficulties and things was going on, but Joshua still heard the voice of God. He was connected to a heartlet that carried through, praise God, the plan and the destiny of the Lord Jesus Christ. She did not give up. She did not run, but she felt that God was tugging her. Praise God, and she had, her heart had been touched. She had a change of heart to hide the spies, to come in that God's word would be confirmed, that God's word would be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. She didn't worry about it, praise God, but she knew that if God had sent the spies in, trouble was about to begin because God was sending them in, praise God, to conquer. Yes, it was they were sending in, praise God, to conquer that city. And God told them, praise God, before Joshua was getting ready to leave, Joshua told them exactly what to do. Praise God, he was a leader of the people. And he told them, what we're going to do, we're going to march around this city seven times. I don't need no laughing. I don't want no sniggering. I don't want no talking. I don't want no louds, nothing. I want you to walk around this wall like a cat on paper. Nobody even know that you're outside. But I want you to walk around and praise God and watch God's hand move on your behalf because God had promised them, praise God, I will give you the land that you walk upon. And Joshua told him, said, get together. You see, the Bible said, how can two walk together except we both agree? I can't walk to the right and you to the left. We got to walk together because when you come together, that's strength in coming together. And he told the people of God, I need you to follow my instruction. Don't deviate from the plan, because if you deviate from the plan, that means the plan won't work. But he said, I want you to march around the city for 6 days. I want you to just march. Don't say nothing. Don't murmur. Don't clap. Don't say amen. Don't say the blood of Jesus. Just walk around in silence. Hallelujah. Hey God. He said, I need you to walk around the city, because if we obey God, he's going to give us the city. He's going to give us the city. Praise God. So he said, praise God, let's walk for 7 days. Let's just walk around, just walk around and say nothing. And they followed his instruction. But he said, praise God, God is going to move on our behalf. And we just learn, praise God, how to get in his presence. Praise God, how we need to, praise God, seek after him daily. While we, praise God, need to get to know who he is. And he said, I need you to follow my instruction. Because if you follow my instruction, praise God, you're going to see the hand of God move. Hallelujah. And he said, praise God, just walk around the city, but say nothing. Mm-mm. Don't talk about what hungry. Don't even tell me you want water. Don't even say you're hungry. I just need you to walk around and be obedient. And they did what the man of God said. And he said, don't say nothing for 5 to 6 days. Don't open your mouth. He said, but on the seventh day, on the seventh day, because that was the day, praise God, that God completed his rest. He said, on the seventh day, what I want you to know as we go around the building, I want you to shout, hallelujah, shout. Hallelujah. And when they began to follow and hear the man of God, they began to shout hallelujah. And the Bible declared that the building began to crumble. Praise God. They didn't shoot. They didn't shout. They only shouted when they were given the instruction. Praise God. The Bible says better to obey God rather than man. And praise God, they begin, praise God, to obey. Praise God, the God in Joshua. And Joshua began to tell them what to do. And as they did it, praise God, victory belonged to them. But you must understand, hallelujah, that Joshua, praise God. Joshua, my friend Joshua, he, praise God, he was the one that God ordered to go through. And the people that followed Joshua came out with victorious and victory. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, when you learn to hear the voice of God, when you learn to obey God, when you learn, praise God, you can talk to God for yourself. You don't need nobody else talking to him for you. But when you begin to talk to God, that means, praise God, that you're getting to know him and he's getting to know you. And you know, praise God, when those things happen, you can look for an explosion. Yes, an explosion. And the Bible declared that Joshua contained details and account of the political and the military battles. And more than half of the books, praise God, is donated, hallelujah, to listening, praise God, and to allowing me of the land to each of the 12 tribes. But you must understand, praise God, that Joshua obeyed the Lord, and Joshua received, praise God, praise God, he received honor, praise the Lord, because he did not deviate from the plan. Praise the Lord. He carried out God's plan. He told the people, follow me as I follow Christ. Praise God. He wasn't looking, praise God, to be uplifted like some today. They want to be recognized by their title and recognized by the name. But you need to be recognized because you're obeying God. And if you're obeying God, then God will have you, praise God, that others would desire, praise God, to follow after you because they see the Christ in you, but they don't see the fleshly part of you. And I thank you, praise God, for that word tonight, because the Lord is saying, praise God, know him. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. Know them. Yes, because the book describes Joshua as the echo of Moses, who engaged in the same action, only a lesser magnitude, with lesser effect. But Moses led the Israelites out of their oppression. Of their oppression into Egypt. Joshua led them into the dominion of Canaan. Furthermore, Joshua caused the Jordan River to run dry in the same day that Moses parted the Red Sea. Come on, God. Finally, my friend, both Joshua and Moses performed similar administrative action, sending out spies and allocating the land to the tribes. You have to understand, they worked together, not against each other. They wasn't jealous and bickering. One wanted to look bigger than the other one. But they were vessels used for God's glory. Yes, while Moses communed directly with God, speaking with him face to face as though to a friend, God presented in the book of Joshua, it's a lordly symbol. God existed from them in the Ark of the Covenant, a container that contained the text and the Masonic laws. He does not, however, take physical form, but Moses both shattered and overshadowed Joshua. You must be teachable. You must be teachable. God is saying many of us, praise God, have a destiny to fall through, but we have fallen short to his glory, But we still can compare. We still, praise God, can do, and opportunities, praise God, can still open for us in this life. But are you willing and obedient to follow through, praise God, with what God has asked you to do? Rahab did it, and she received her reward. Her family was saved from the wrath of God. You must know, my friend, the Lord is standing right now saying to you, come as you are, and I'll in no wise cast you out. You can come to me, and I'm there for you. All you need to do is make that step to come. Come to him tonight. Come to him tonight. At no point do the people agree to either stipulate or do as they wanted to do. They merely obeyed Joshua and was willing to serve God. Are you ready to make that choice today? You can serve God for he is a holy God. You can serve him. You can serve him. The people regarded obedience to God in the light of Joshua, persistent, suggesting that the future of Israel is uncertain at its best. You must understand, if you do not have God in your life, your future is uncertain, uncertain at your best. Seek him tonight. Make him your Lord and make him your Savior. You will be glad that you did. I pray, praise God, you be blessed. Be blessed. And realize he's standing waiting for you to come. Have a blessed day.